Okay, so one or two of you seem to be concerned that there's some kind of fait accompli being worked out here, that this small organizing team have organized the whole thing ahead, and basically we're just looking for a rubber stamp upon that. I want to assure you there's no degree of manipulation here. The very fact that the organizing group have not slept for weeks, if not months, that we've shortened our lives by probably 5 to 10 years, should not be taken into account when we ask you for your support for this particular thing. It's irrelevant. I'm on the Royal Health Fund, so I know they're going to look after me. So basically what we're trying to get a sense of now, we've laid out a process which is basically to do with experimentation and adventure. I mean, that's what I want to bring it back to at the very end itself. Mother talked about the adventure of Oroville. We are talking about making the next steps forward in that spirit, once again. Really trying to recover that spirit of experimentation, taking risks, making trials. Some things will fail, some things will work, but at least to follow through and take that next step. So, it's what we want to do is to harvest the enthusiasm and the spirit as much as the kind of cold-blooded rationality which goes about it. We will make mistakes, no doubt about it, but what we want to do is try and move together with support. So that's what we're asking for, guys.
Process has lasted more than a couple of months, and over the last 2 days we have gone through lots of ups and downs, lots of interesting experiences. A number of elephants have been paraded in this room, even though it doesn't seem to be a large room. We've engaged with a whole range of questions which have been, I guess, people who've been through the process here for many years, been submerged. We've tried to bring them to light. And I guess what we were trying to do just now, hopefully both of us will close it, is to get a sense from the community, or at least the 200 people here and another 100 who are involved in this process, of whether we have the mandate to carry this process forward. Because one of the most important things that we've realized is people in Oroville are looking for an opportunity to move forward, to act, to start implementing and making a difference in what they came here to do. For the last many years, we have been a little bit tied down with a whole range of challenges. I think the sense, both inside and outside this room, is it's time to actually get up, move on, and get things moving. So what you heard very briefly here, you heard from the clapping, was people basically, you know, at least the sense that we have, is that people are ready to actually step up and move on. The challenge for us is, there are actually just 200 or 300 of us who participate in this process. We need to take this out further so that we touch the 500 and 600. But the interesting thing that actually happened with us yesterday is, for the first time, we had young people actually in the center of the room. So the initiation of the process was with very young people. And then they not only took over the spirit and heart of the room, but they took over the process of engagement on a whole range of questions. So I think, to my mind at least, there were two or three things that have turned this dialogue around, and the presence of young people was absolutely central to that. The second question, of course, was the integration of Oroville with the places around it, what we call the bioregion. That's one thing that we've been struggling with for a long period of time. Part of that challenge is actually to respect the gift that the people of this region and this country have provided to us in coming here. I think part of that process has been initiated. There's a long way to go, and we've outlined here some of the core challenges that we have to deal with, whether it's looking into people's eyes as we go down the road, or trying to integrate by bringing children into schools, or through festivals, and a whole range of other processes, apart from economic development. That's another core question that needs to be dealt with over the next few years. Because our identity, as we were reminded today, is not only as Orovillians with a double L, as people who are bound in a sense to a place, but Oroville with a single L, which means that we are not tied to place and we can actually be universally present wherever we are. So it's a question of the connection with spirit rather than space that actually it will help redefine who we are and how we can act in the world in some senses. So I just thought, you know, we've had a very rich dialogue. Before we ask you to sort of respond and speak, I thought we can ask a few people who've been in the room and have been part of this process for the last many weeks and months, many times late in the night, to speak about their experiences of what they felt. Inga, can I ask you to come and share something with us? Can you get a mic, please?
I overcame my fear to talk to you. I'm fearful to talk on this level, and I was not told that I would be here.
That is a bit of a surprise.
And it is a heart-making surprise. But I'm very, very happy about how you have supported my service for you. The Residence Assembly service got so much support from this wonderful family what we have. I'm happy that I could reach out to you. I'm happy that you joined the room discussions. I'm happy how you reacted on whatever we tried to give you on material, even if we have overloaded you with materials. I thought it was better to share with you everything what we have than to tell in the end why you have not given me this or this. So we have given you everything. So it's on the website. We have created a website. We have a wonderful young team in the RIS, Slava, Helia, Animesh, who has created the website. They gave it as a surprise to me. I didn't even know that they would. I'm happy about this community. I'm happy to be part. I'm happy that the governing board, the International Advisory Council, are together with us in seeing the future, how we can bring it. Thank you.
Moment for some people, because for the first time in a long while, we actually have most of the key stakeholders in the process of building order forward in the room. And the interesting thing, of course, is apart from us who happen to be on the stage, all of them are sitting at the same level. So we have the governing board, we have the IC members, we have the members of the working committee, we have members of all the working groups. We have young people in the room, we have people from the bioregion, we have people who have not sat together for a long period of time, and we have some wonderful conversations that I've been privy to because I've been walking around the room. There was a classic conversation yesterday between a young person. So we had people yesterday between the age of 8 and 80, or maybe 85, all young people. And the classic conversation between a young person and a very senior member of the Audible community about what Audible was about, and what this alphabet soup was about. The WC, the ABC, the FAMC, etc. A young person trying to figure out, because the youth have actually decided to set up, in a sense, a body of their own, and they want to figure out how they can do that. And in doing that, you know, they discovered that there's a huge alphabet soup and a lot of complication in setting up the process. And in that process, they said, okay, tell us what Audible is really about. And you know, this senior member of Audible basically said, why don't you come and visit me and talk about it? I said, oh well, can we come home? And this, you know, person said, yes, please come home. They said, where do you live? And you know, the senior member of Audible was actually quite surprised, because the person turned around and said, my God, I live in one of the first and original houses in Audible. And they said, we've been here ever since we've been born, but where the devil is your house? So there are many hidden secrets and processes that we're discovering along the way. And I think these conversations are going to be important. The process that started here is going to lead to a whole range of other things. Many of them, as I said, are going to be really difficult to do. I mean, we know the last 47 years are going to be difficult to do. But what we've tried to lay out here is a process that will last us maybe 150 weeks, 1,000 and I think counting today, 1,082 days to get between now and 2018, when we hope to do something really interesting and extravagant for for all of us and for the world in celebrating Oracle's 50th anniversary. It's going to be really tough because, as we've laid out, there's a whole set of charts at the back. There may be 150 things to do, and each one of them, like we saw today in the afternoon, is going to take a lot of really deep interrogation, engagement, back and forth, and a cleaning up of a lot of history of conflictness, whatever, a whole range of things which are part of India and otherwise. But I think the sense of the room is quite strong, and
fiction. I just wonder, Tuan would like to say a word. I'm just giving him.
Arrow, on the question that you asked about the, the buy-in just before Chairman came. So we are having actually a process for that, which Mike is going to put on the website, which is an iterative process. So there is a system of the different initiatives being implemented, coming back for feedback to the wider group, including the governing board and the AIC, improve on it, and again put it in that loop back and again. So that is an iterative process that was not yet explained, but that's going to be on the website. On the question, what we have learned from this, I would like to share one thing that I have learned from being part of this whole organization. We are always afraid of polarities. Huh? Now, I have a bit of an affinity with electrical engineering, as some of you know. And in electrical engineering, you need polarities. You need a plus and a minus, otherwise there's no current. And what we have seen this morning with those so-called 22 elephants, that if you take the left column as the plus and the right column as the minus, the mistake we often make is that we identify ourselves either with the plus or with the minus, instead of with the current that can flow from the plus to the minus. And that current was shown in the third column this morning when we did those 22 elephants. So let us connect, not with the plus, not with the minus, but with the current and the energy coming out of that.
Hello. I think the sense, at least I have as somebody who's both inside and the outside, is that the community is really looking to the governing board and the IEC, having sort of been provocators in this process, to provide the framework to move forward, give the working committee, the residents assembly, the space to take this forward and actually start this process of implementation. Because if you're really going to sort of race forward over the next 150 weeks, literally, as we saw today, whether it's the entrepreneurship initiative or education or even on land and planning, we have to start at least trying to test these things over the next few weeks. So we hope over the next couple of days, as you confer and you meet with people here, we have members of the governing board inside to participate in this process. I understand that, of course, you were tied up with Parliament, but this engagement is actually going to help us move forward. If we're able to re-examine this in 6 months' time, just before the next board meeting, a year's time before the next following board meeting, we can actually traverse the complex terrain that we have to take this forward. So I guess with that, unless somebody else has something really interesting to say, everybody in Oracle has dramatic things to say, I might ask Dr. Karan Singh to sort of respond, and then we can move on to, there's a wonderful music cycle.
Thank you, Paramah. Let me say that in the 20 odd years that I have now been associated with Orville, I have never seen the Orwellians in a better mood than you are this evening. Because many of them look as if the end of the world is nigh, and they are full of tension, and they are full of grim forebodings. But today I find that there is a new energy. It's too soon for me really to be able to say, but from whatever I have learned and whatever I have heard and whatever I myself have been able to gather, this retreat has been a tremendous success. It's not only these two days, the retreat has been the culmination of a process which I think began 6 months ago, and then Arma came on board 2 or 3 months ago. And the whole process of consultation and conversation and confrontation, all of these are very important for a community like Orville. If you recall in the letter that I wrote to the community, I did say that it was my strong feeling that Aurobindo is now ready for a major breakthrough. What I really meant to say was, which I didn't put down in black and white, was that Aurobindo either breaks through or breaks down. So you cannot carry on like this forever. You have to either, it seems to me that we reached a sort of a plateau and that we had to move now onwards. And I think that the whole process of organizing this retreat with the parallel Aurobindo festival in Chennai, I think marks the beginning of something new in the history of Aurobindo. And I would say that the divine force that is behind Aurobindo is now also behind those of you who are trying to get on to a new dimension of life. Apart from the important factors that you are discussing, you will recall that I had also mentioned the question of each one doing a spiritual housekeeping, looking within and seeing how your spirituality is developing. That's not something that anybody else can judge. That is something that only you yourselves can judge. But Aurobindo is a place really for spiritual growth. And I wanted to highlight that, because sometimes I found that in all the meetings that I had, there were lots of problems about this, about that and the other. There was very little talk of actually whether there has been any spiritual realization, whether people have been going to the to that magnificent Bhatri Mandir and sitting and looking inwards, whether they had any experiences or whether they found that there was some light and some force behind. So all of this, I'm sure that will be now taken on board in the weeks and years ahead. What we are looking forward for now is some concrete proposals on each of these various factors, the various areas that we've talked about. For example, education. What are you going to do? What do you want the governing board to do? Land. Same. What is the community doing? Because there were three or four different land groups, all pulling in opposite directions as far as I was able to gather. And now you have a single land board. What are you going to do about that? How are we going to increase the intake in Aurobindo? My mother talked about 50,000 people and we haven't even reached 2,500 yet. We seem to have flattened out again. What are we doing wrong? What can we do in order to get fresh blood and fresh energy and fresh idealism into the whole process? Young people will not be able to spend 30, 40 lakhs to build a house before they come here. Something has to be done to encourage people, if not to come permanently, but at least to come and spend some time here. You have to have low-cost housing, you have to have places where young people can stay and where they can partake of this experiment. Not all of them will stay on, but at least they can be open to this this extraordinary and unique experiment that is Aurobindo. So these are all the areas in which, the one area which was greatly concerning us in the governing board was the building of the township, where I do feel that despite Dr. Doshi's very wise guidance, I do feel that we have not really been able to make any substantial progress in actually building the city. And I was looking at some statistics. Some roads were supposed to be built, but only a small fraction of them were built and so on. So building the township and acquiring the land for the township, I think these are absolutely fundamental areas. And I do hope that as a result of this this retreat, you will come up with concrete proposals. Maybe you may not be able to do it tomorrow because it's only one day that you've been at it, but come up with concrete proposals. In the governing board, I can assure you that we are prepared to do whatever it takes to see that this breakthrough occurs. We have been very cautious right from the beginning not to give the impression that the governing board was trying to intrude too much upon the internal functioning of Aurobindo. In fact, in the beginning there was a lot of hostility, and then there was, and now people now have ended up by saying, why is the governing board not doing this? Why is it not doing that? The whole thing is now reversed. So, you know, previously there was a horror of the governing board. They thought there was some kind of horrible demons coming from around to consume Morville, not realizing that it is only, if I may say so, because of the foundation that Orwell is secure. Otherwise, after what is Orwell? 2,000 people in a land of 1.2 billion people. So, I think that it's important to remember that that Act of Parliament, and frankly, I don't think any other country in the world would have passed an act of that sort. I cannot think of any country which would have done it. It that gives the constitutional, legal, and structural foundation for all this. And that enables you to now progress. So I have to tread a very, very narrow path between, a thin line between overdoing the governing board's intrusion and underdoing it. But now that I feel that the community is on board, and members of the governing body and members of the International Advisory Committee, we have a very, very distinguished International Advisory Committee, as you know, with a lot of people with different. I saw Sir Mark's letter. I don't know whether that's been circulated or not, but he has some very useful things to say. One of them being that if you cannot get immediately on to the ideal structure that the mother had put forward, maybe we should have some kind of an intermediate step. You shouldn't wait until you get finally to the higher consciousness and all of you are basking in the glory of the supramental. I hope that happens one day. But until that time, I think it is rather important that you should have some kind of a structure, some kind of, you know, for example, I'll be very frank, like you've been all of you. The governing body is there. We are there, we always meet regularly. The working committee, nobody seems to be able to know how to set up the working committee. First of all, nobody sets up the working committee. Then you set up a committee to set up the working committee, and nobody knows how to set up that committee. So it's a sort of a regression, and ultimately the result is that the whole thing dissolves into chaos. And one working committee, its term is finished, and then it trudges on, and then the other one comes in, and the other one disappears. So for heaven's sake, you know, we need some kind of a regular system whereby I get a working committee. So that's in the act. You know, you have to have a working committee. Similarly, the residence assembly, that inchoate and mysterious body known as the residence assembly, which never seems to appear. It's like one of those, you know, charismatic things which comes out in the air and disappears, and then it is coming again it goes. Where is the residence assembly? How many people meet? 40 people meet and say, this is a residence assembly. And that can't happen. I mean, you know, you have to have some form of structure. The structure is not to, in any way, to constrict you. The structure is to enable you to move forward. So whether it is a question of how to set up the working committee, or the question of how the residence assembly should function, and in what manner, or whether it is what land should be sold, what should be sold, we have to move on this. And I am hopeful that the discussion that you have all had between yourselves will enable us to come to some kind of a consensus. I don't think you can ever get unanimity. My experience in politics has been that to expect unanimity is really something unrealistic. But there will always be people who will never be satisfied, who will never agree. But if we get a broad consensus, a broad sense, and if there's a feeling, if there's an energy, if there's an inner desire to move forwards, then I'm sure we can get something done. And I was therefore very keen that at least in this period of my chairmanship of the board, we should get these structures in place, and we should start building that mythical city. The city seemed to be a virtual city so far. It's just in the mind. Where is the city? How are we going to build it? These things all have to be, these are concrete things, and they cannot be done without the full cooperation and goodwill of the community. I cannot, sitting in Delhi, build your city. You have to build the city here. Be clear about that. I can help you to build the city. I can encourage you. I can support you whenever necessary. But I cannot build a city for you. The city is to be built by the Aurobindians, like to build the Matri Mandir. I think that's so far, if I ask what is the crowning achievement of Aurobindians, I would say construction of that magnificent Matri Mandir. That was really a high point. That was done entirely by the Aurobindians with their own donation, their own work. It is the most extraordinary and astounding effort. But then that is the sort of way you've got to get that, you've got to recapture that energy to build the city. So, you know, we've got to get forward in the divine, whatever the divine plan is. And that reminds me of a rather amusing limerick we learned a long time ago. It goes like this. God's plan made a hopeful beginning, but man spoils his chances by sinning. We know that the story will end in God's glory, but at present the other side is winning. So the question is, which side are we on? And if we are on the side of the divine as we claim that we are, then we have a certain responsibility. If the parliament has set up Auroville, and if we have tried to nurture Auroville, you have now got to repay us, repay India. You've got to come as a blazing light in India so the people can point to Auroville and say, look what they're doing in green energy, look what they're doing in education, look what they're doing in construction materials and so on. So Auroville can become a model for a lot that is happening in India. I saw in Aurobindo's letter one line that struck me, that India is now moving faster than Auroville. First of all, Auroville was in the forefront. Now India seems to be moving faster and Auroville seems to be getting left behind. So we have to catch up. So I just want to say, I really came to listen, not to speak, but I just want to first of all give you my very, very warm personal greetings. In fact, you know, it's a miracle that I'm here. I don't know whether any of you know this or not, but 3 weeks ago I fell heavily and tarak, and I was hospitalized, and I thought, well, perhaps this was it, you know, they'll have to get a new chairman for the Auroville. But here I am again, apparently here. Shiva's grace is the divine grace, you can't get rid of me so quickly. But so anyhow, maybe I still have to see certain dramatic developments of Auroville. So thank you all very much for this initiative. It is your initiative. I was very careful not to give the impression that it was our initiative. Julian, are you here? Not here.
In the back.
Very in the back. He said that you mustn't do anything that gives the impression that you are forcing this retreat. I said, for God's sake, I was therefore very, very careful. I didn't even, I bent over backwards to make it quite clear that this is not my initiative, it is your initiative. I congratulate, Omar, I congratulate all of you, the working groups, the people who work for months tirelessly, and would like to say that this retreat is the culmination of one phase of the work. Now the second phase begins. And the second phase involves the concretization of the various ideas. So that's it. Thank you all very much. I got many messages, by the way. Somebody, Aryadeep, with, is Aryadeep here?
Yes.
Ah, you are Aryadeep. That's Aryadeep. He sent me a very kind message on my birthday. As a result of which, several other Aurobindians suddenly woke up and also sent me birthday greetings. I'd like to thank whoever did that. I'm trying to reply to everybody who did. I turned 84 last week. On Monday this week, in fact, basically, what is it today? Friday this week, 4 days ago. And so thank you all. I look forward to working with you in the future. God bless and may the force be with us. Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Karen Singh, sir, thank you very much indeed for being with us. Thank you very much indeed, and for continuing to inspire us. It's an interesting word, this retreat. I don't think we've ever been on such an active retreat, ever, and it somehow redefines the word. One person from all of us I want to thank very much indeed, apart from Dr. Karen Singh, is Aroka Ravi. He has given us so much. Striked him at all times of the day and night in all parts of the world, and he's always been available to come back with further ideas and further inspiration. So he's really been a really remarkable asset. Thank you very much, Jerome.
Actually, the most interesting gift to all of us is something that you can't see unless you turn around. So when you step out, there was a flower, it's called the power of collective aspiration, that, yes, we can see it physically outside, that bloomed just day before yesterday. And it's meant to bloom very, very rarely. And it has a special color here, and that's what Mother called it. So in a sense, it's a gift not only to you, but to everybody in the room. As we walk past it, you can actually see it outside.
Raga, a melody, which for me represents gratitude and aspiration. So gratitude for Sri Aurobindo and the mother, gratitude for Aurobindo, gratitude for India, gratitude for everybody who organized, supported, and participated in this retreat. To actually realize our collective aspiration, and this is what came on my name tag today, collective aspiration. So I would like to invite you to take a deep breath, close your eyes, go within, and just give space to everything that has happened.